Platform capitalism is a new phrase that we are using to describe the organization within capitalism where platforms play a greater role in the ways in which goods and services are accessed, distributed, and shared. And while we could have a much larger conversation about what that is doing to the nature and experience of work, I think for our purposes here, I would like to put a word out on the table, and that word is infrastructure. Increasingly, when we look to city governance and city development, we are starting to see tech corporations and platforms play a greater role in the ways in which cities are thinking about their futures, in the ways in which public services and goods will be distributed. Here I'm thinking about Alphabet, Google, the sort of new conglomeration of Google companies, which are partnering with things like Sidewalk Labs. They're doing that in order to bring new forms of city development to places like Toronto and New York City. Already, Uber, for example, is using its transportation data to help cities understand traffic congestion, to understand how public transportation is playing out in the city. And while these companies may not necessarily be malicious actors, we could speak more specifically about each company, actually, what I'm looking at in terms of platform capital is the way in which companies and platforms are already providing services to cities, because it will be the platforms that have the data. And increasingly, city governance is taking up the issue of data-driven solutions. So I think here, when we start to think about infrastructure and the full extent of that, from supply chains to the way in which cities will develop and smartify themselves, that's a new word that's also on the table, smart cities, we are starting to see a confluence of platform capital and also public services. And I think here there's a tremendous amount of space for us to talk about the politics of this, what this means for local and city governance, what role that organized labor can play here, and the fact that technology is never neutral. We know that technology here that we're talking about, for one, is proprietary. We're looking at new forms of corporations, and in doing so, thinking about, well, who really will be running the cities? Will that be elected representatives, or will that be corporations? And we also know, and I think this is a key point, that technology is labor. There is no platform without the people. There is no Uber without the drivers. There is no Airbnb without the homes. And in that regard, we have to have a place at the table. Workers and workers' voices and new forms of worker organization must be a key player in how this develops. We are increasingly inundated with narratives of technological progress and development as though this were an inevitable trajectory. The future is not written, absolutely not written, and it is playing out unevenly across the globe. We're now looking at a global phenomenon when we talk about platform capitalism.